goodsuccess.com.
Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for another wonderful opportunity to be in your presence. Thank you for the blessing you are bringing to everyone's life. Thank you for the transformation and thank you for the change of story that we have encountered since this episode started. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you visit everyone tonight. Let no one return back the same way. Grant everyone an encounter of a lifetime. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we are praying. Amen. The topic remains how to deliberately program your life for good success. Last week, we saw a topic that says how to plan 7 most important areas of life for good success. And I'm sure many of us have started engaging in planning. And I believe that as we engage that, we begin to see the profits in Jesus' name. So today, let's look at some scriptures that are relevant to the topic. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up which is planted. Meaning that there's a time to everything. If you continue reading Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we'll see how the Bible started pointing out the time for everything. So also, God wants us to be able to maximize every moment of our lives. Not just moments, every second, every minute, every hour. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. God is saying we should maximize time because the days are evil. Then Colossians chapter 4 verse 5 says, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Why is God so particular about timing? Why does he want us to maximize our time? The Bible links wisdom and how we use our time together, meaning that foolish people do not use their time very well and wise people maximize their time. That is why God keeps linking wisdom and time together. It seems foolish people waste their time while the wise maximize it, because people are poor mostly because they waste time. Like Mike Miller says that he has never seen one person who is poor and values time. Poor people don't value time. And if you look at your life, if I look at my life, your wealth today is as a result of how much value your time is. Someone's time is worth like $100 an hour. Someone else's time is worth like $1,000 an hour and more like that. Yet someone else is maybe $1 an hour. What's the difference? The value they have put into their time. So today God wants us to maximize our time every second, every minute, and he wants us to prosper in everything we do. If you look at Colossians chapter 4 verse 5, it says, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside. The people of the world want to see the value of your time. If the time is not valuable, they will most likely not follow you to serve God. That's why the Bible says in the end times that the people of the world, they are going to hold on to the sleeve of the righteous man and say, we are going to follow you to serve God. Why? Because they have looked at his life. His time is very valuable. Everything he does brings profit. So I pray that at the end of today's episode, your time will be super valuable in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 18:8, it says, he is slothful in his work, is a brother to him, he is a great destroyer, a great waster. Meaning that if you don't value your time, if you don't maximize your time, if you are not bringing profit from your time, God is saying the person and a destroyer, somebody who wastes things, somebody who destroys things, that they are brothers. So the question remains, who is a slothful man? A slothful man is a waster of time. A slothful man is one who does not value time. And a slothful man is someone who does not maximize resources. I'm going to mention the 3 things again. A slothful person or a lazy person is a waster of time, is one who does not value time, and is someone who does not maximize resources. I'm sure we can start checking our lives. Do I maximize my resources very well? Time is one of the top in the list of resources that any man may have. In fact, being alive means you still have time to trade for profit. Not maximizing the resources we have is tantamount to wastage, and God, it's waste. God doesn't want anything wasted. That's why Jesus, after feeding 5,000 people, what did Jesus do? He said that nothing may be lost. Praise God. Poor people don't maximize time. They are always found to be wasting time. Poor people can sit down and watch movies from morning to night. Why? Because their time is worth nothing to them actually. So it is a slothful or lazy man, a waster of time, one who does not value time, and someone who does not maximize resources. They are slothful people. And not maximizing the resources we have is the same as wastage. God hates waste. So I was mentioning the fact that Jesus fed 5,000 people and 12 baskets of food were remaining. Jesus said they should gather everything and nothing be wasted. So if Jesus did that, he's expecting that you and I should maximize the resources we have in our lives. After this episode, you need to do an audit of your possessions and find a way to remove all unused clothes, cars, phones, watches, computers, generators, whatever you have that you are not maximizing. You are actually wasting them if you are not maximizing them. Somebody has said that maybe if you have a clothes that you have not worn in like 3 months, maybe you don't need it. Someone else needs that clothes. 1 year, some clothes are still in your wardrobe and you have not touched them. You can't even remember you have them. Then you don't need it. Just give them out. Praise God. So as a general rule, don't get anything extra until you have maximized the one at hand. You need to ask yourself why you need a bigger house or a car or phone or computer or whatever. You are not impressing anybody. And the last time I checked, the people you are trying to impress, they don't even know you are around. Can you imagine? Many people you think are looking at you can't even remember the last clothes you wore, the last what you put on, or the shoe you wore. They can't remember because everybody's minding his business. So we need to maximize all our resources and stop placing people. So what does it mean to program? So program means to put on auto run. It could mean automating a process and leaving it to consistently produce success. Leaving something auto run, telling it how it will work, and leaving it in such a way that it can keep producing success. Your life and my life can also be programmed for success. Your spiritual, physical, and everyday life will also be automated for success. Let's remember that. And, you know, last week we looked at planning. Planning is just a wish or intention at best. No matter how much you plan in this world, it is just a wish. You are just telling yourself what you want. You're just telling yourself, this is what I want to do. And have you wondered why many of your past plans fail to come to fruition? I'm sure this topic is pregnant with answers by the Holy Spirit to tell us why. And if I were to rewrite the old saying that if wishes were horses, I would say, if wishes were cars, everyone would ride a Ferrari. I mean, once you ride, you will ride because they are just wishes. Everybody wishes to have their own private jet. Everybody wants to have the best cars in the world, the best houses in the world. Those are wishes. Everybody can have them. So what is it that turns wishes or plans into a practical thing that can come to pass? Before we say that, let's understand that a plan is the what. That's what do I want to achieve? That's the plan. But a program is when am I going to achieve it? A program is telling you when you're going to achieve the plan you already have. And when you had the word when, W-H-E-N, you are only saying that I've added a definiteness to my plan and then I've made it solid. The word when talks about timing, and without an assigned time, every plan is nothing but a wish. And the worst case is when you have no dream or you have no vision, it makes living life flat without solidity. You know, when you have a flat tire, what happens? The person is just grounded. They can't move. You have a beautiful car, the best car in the world, but your tires are flat. You're just going to be looking at the car, and the car is going to be looking at you until you inflate the tires. So we need to know that a life without a dream or like a car with flat tires. But when you have a dream, your life becomes two-dimensional, meaning that you are not just existing, you are seeing the future. When you have a dream, you're just wishing. But when you have a plan, that means you have already stated and written out the things you want to do. It makes your life three-dimensional, meaning that it's now solid. It can be defined. You can actually say, okay, this is what my life is going to be like. But what makes it four-dimensional is programming. Programming is what brings the fourth dimension. And a program is like the roof that makes the structure, that's a house structure, functional and valuable. Imagine if somebody gives you a very beautiful house without a roof, and it tells you that that house you must not put a roof. The house is almost useless. It's nothing but an artwork. You're just going to be looking at you, and the house will be looking at you, because nobody wants to stay in a house without a roof. So your programming is what puts a roof on the structure of your house. That's just comparing things now. It puts a structure and it tells you these things can actually now become a reality. What are the benefits of programming? Programming helps us to filter out unnecessary tasks and those that are not urgent. You know, you may think something's urgent, but by the time you put in your program, you've written out all your plans and you have now assigned a time to each task. You are saying, okay, between 8 to 9 a.m., I'm going to do this. And if you have seen all the 24 hours in the day already filled up with the things you want to do, then the things that are not necessary are just automatically filtered out. That is how to maximize our lives. So we filter out the things that are not necessary. We also filter out the people that are not necessary in our lives. If you are just sitting down, not doing anything, somebody can come to you and say, oh, can you follow me somewhere? Can you follow me? Let's go and watch ball. But if you have something you want to do at that particular time that will bring you a million, I'm sure you'll forfeit the ball watching and you rather do what you want to do. I'm not saying watching the ball is not good. I'm just saying that it is not the most important task in the world. If you have something better that you need to do at that particular point in time, then you fit out all the unnecessary things. And also the unnecessary people, the time wasters, you filter them out. Then a plan that has a program also helps you to achieve your vision in life. I'm sure many of us have met people, maybe while growing up, who plan to become the president of Nigeria. Maybe many of us even said so. How many people are now president of Nigeria? Or let's not even go to politics now. Let's say somebody said, oh, I'm going to have the best business in Nigeria. And right now, the person is still looking for a job. Why? Because there was probably no program. He didn't have a plan to even learn business or to know how to go about it. He just had a plan, just had a wish. So how do we now turn our wishes to reality? It is through programming. So what are the steps to programming your life for good success? Number one, make a decision to succeed. There is one thing that the devil cannot stop. The devil may be able to do so many things, but there is something the devil does not stop. He cannot stop you from making a decision. As a child of God, the devil cannot stop you. Even unbelievers, the devil cannot stop them from being born again. The day they decide to be born again, he cannot stop their mouth from saying the prayer of salvation. No, the devil cannot do it. He doesn't have that power. Let the devil and all his demons gather together. They cannot stop somebody who wants to give a sacrifice. If he could stop them, will he stop Paul from giving a sacrifice in the Bible? Will he stop all the people that they were so much into the world and they are back to Jesus? Wouldn't he have stopped them? But he couldn't stop them. So decision is what the devil cannot stop in your life. So you need to first make a decision to succeed. Then number two, step to programming your life to good success. Number two, look at the rewards. If I maximize my old day, if I'm able to maximize my old day and I am able to do that exam I've been planning for years, that certification I've been planning for years, that business I wanted to start for years, I want to leave my job and do a business that I know I'm very good at, but I've not done it. What is that thing that will trigger me or prompt me to do what I'm supposed to do? Look at the rewards. What are the rewards of getting it? David in the Bible, you know, while everybody held back and they were just looking at Goliath humiliating the people of God, what did David do? He has questions. He said, what will the king do for the person who brings down this Goliath? When he saw the rewards, oh, my family will be exempted from tax. I would marry the king. He said, what? This? I'm going to put my life on the line. He saw the rewards. So you need to look at the rewards of you living and maximizing life. Remember, the Bible says, if you don't maximize your life, if you don't maximize your resources, then you are a brother to him who is a waster. Maybe I should portray the picture of a waster. Let's say they park all the most expensive cars in the street and somebody takes a metal object and starts breaking all the glasses of those cars. That is an example of a waster. God is saying, if you are wasting time, if you are wasting resources, you are a brother or the same person with that person who is destroying things. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. So look at the rewards. And number three, step to program your life for good success. Weigh the consequences. If you have not listened, go and look for the episode that talks about consequences. Weigh the consequences. The episode is how to live a no regret life. So weigh the consequences. If I don't do this, something I've been planning to do for years, for 20 years, for 10 years, for 5 years, and I've still not done it. I've always planned to do it and I've not done it. Look at the consequences. By the time you are 90 years of age, or 80 years, or 70, or 40, or 50, will you be happy when you look back and you see that you have not yet done that thing in your life? So you want to look at the consequences. What story are you going to tell your children? Are you going to tell your children that, oh, I actually wished I could do this, but I didn't do it? So you want to look at the consequences. Will you be happy in the long run? If you think you'll not be happy, then pray. Ask the Holy Spirit and begin to program. Put a time to it. By June 11th, I'm going to do this. That is programming. Adding a time to your plan. So number four, planning. We've mentioned it over and over again. Number four step to program is planning. Number one, we said make a decision to succeed. Number two, look at the rewards. And number three, weigh the consequences. Number four, plan. What does it mean to plan? Planning is breaking down your daily activities into small, achievable pieces. You know, you have so many things to do in the day. Don't just say, I will work from 8 to 3. What are you going to do? What does work mean? What does it mean to work? Okay, I'll be in the office. When you get to the office, what are the things I'm supposed to do today? Break them down. That is what a plan is. A plan that is not written is nothing but wishful thinking. It is wishful thinking, and it is most likely not going to come to pass. So when you write it down, the Bible says in Habakkuk, say, write it down, make it plain, that it may run. What does it mean to run? That he may actualize it, that he may begin to take actions. But if there's no plan, what actions are you going to take? No one can maximize life without planning. So what is the fifth thing to program your life for success? It is actually programming itself. Programming is when you assign time to every task. We said planning is breaking down every activity into small achievable pieces. Programming is when you list all the activities out and you begin to assign a time to each one. Okay, you are saying, I'm not just going to pray, I'm going to pray for 30 minutes. Some of us, you have only prayed for 3 minutes, you think you have prayed for 15 minutes. Because some people, prayer can be very boring. Especially when you think you have some other interesting things to do. So you want to say, I'm going to pray for 15 minutes. And some of you realize how much you don't even pray up to 15 minutes maybe. I know when I say 15 minutes, some people say, ah, it does 15 minutes. But many of us will be surprised that we don't even pray up to 5 minutes. I mean, concentrated 5 minutes of prayer. So 15, 30, 1 hour, whatever, put it down and watch your time. I'm going to pray for 1 hour, minimum 1 hour. If you now have more time, you cannot do it. But I'm telling you, if you program it, you'll be able to achieve it more. So whatever you want to do in the day, you want to wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to be waking up by 6 a.m. every day, or 5 a.m. every day, or 4 a.m. every day, whatever works for your kind of person. So then within 4 and social time, I'm going to pray. After prayer, I'm going to do this. Maybe exercise or whatever you want to do. We talked about exercise last week. I'm going to exercise. Or I'm going to prepare for my children or whatever you want to do. Plan it out. Write the timetable for the particular day, not just a long time now, particular day. So we need to do that. Then number 6, demand and rely on aid from the Holy Spirit. This one cannot be overemphasized. Many are the plans in the heart of a man, but it is God that makes those plans come to fruition. He makes them come to reality. So without the help of the Holy Spirit, you just be planning and planning and planning every day. You may not even see much actual life. Devil attacks one thing in the life of Christians. It is their plans and their programs always on your path. The devil knows if he can interrupt your time, he can interrupt your life, because time is the currency of life. Life is measured in time. And if the devil can interrupt your time, he has interrupted your life. If you are supposed to achieve a particular task in a day and you can't achieve it, then you are not living and maximizing that day. So the devil wants to attack your time. Demand and rely on aid from the Holy Spirit. And number 7, get to work. It is not enough to program. It is not enough to plan. You need to work. I'm going to pray between 8 and 9. Then pray by 8 to 9. I'm going to do my work, my business. I'm going to call clients maybe 15 minutes between so-so and so-so time. Then do it. So it's not just enough to plan and program. Planning and programming has no value if it's not put to work. And number 8, which is the last point, repeat the process over and over again. So repeat the process over and over again. You can read through it again. Number 1, make a decision to succeed. Decision is where it all starts. Look at the rewards, number 2. And number 3, weigh the consequences. Number 4, plan. Number 5, program. And number 6, demand and rely on helps. I said helps because it is multidimensional. There are many areas of your life where you need help. So you need help from the Holy Spirit. God is not just interested in our spiritual lives. He's also interested in business and life, in marriage, in everything, including marriage. You program everything, but you need help from the Holy Spirit. Then get to work is the 7th point, and 8, repeat the process over and over again. Then lastly, what are the hidden secrets of programming? There are some secrets that are around programming. Number 1, have a specified time for recurrent events. If something happens over and over again, then give it a particular time too. Prayer is what is repeated in the life of every child of God. You want to pray at a particular time every day. It is one of the easiest ways to maintain a consistent prayer life. You want to read at a particular time every day. You want to open your shop for business at a particular time every day. When people know that 8 o'clock will be there, they will always come. But if today you open by 8, tomorrow you open by 10, you know, you are closed, you know, people can't even understand you. Nobody likes someone who is not consistent. So you want to have a specified time for recurrent events. And then number 2, it's okay to miss your program. Just learn and readjust. You know, I've said it and it looks so sweet, but many times you will not be able to achieve. Maybe something will just interrupt us for some reason. You may think something will take 1 hour and it will take 2 hours. Learn from it. Next time you want to plan that thing, readjust. Instead of saying 1 hour, just say it will take 1.5 hours. Then lastly, last. This is work towards better productivity. God wants us to get better and better every day. He says the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter to the perfect tree. Praise the Lord. So let's understand that God wants us to maximize our time. And as we do that and follow the steps today, I pray that we all begin to see results like never before in every area of life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We can unmute our mics now and ask our questions or make some contribution. Praise God. Please feel free to ask a question or make a contribution. If you've been blessed, let's know about it.
I understood everything you said, so I get points from everything you said, especially the one where my time, when you talked about time, and that programming part. And when you talked about time, that for me to be able to maximize my time, I need to like write out everything I have to do, and then order for priority and think about them. This that I'm going to do is really going to add value. You know, weigh everything on your scale of preference in which one is best, and which one is going to give you the best results at that particular point in time. Thank you very much, sir, for tonight's
class. Okay, anyone else?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, sir.
Okay, good evening. Yeah, happy to see you today.
Okay, I'm really blessed today. This is my first class, but I'm really blessed.
Because
there are some things I've never really programmed myself. I just do things like I've seen people put down their daily routine. I'll feel like, is it really necessary? But today I'm really enlightened and I'm blessed.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm happy. Okay, any other question?
Yes, sir. I was saying that I learned in the other time, plan and program that time, the differences, and how you be able to simplify it and break it down. I really appreciate that.
seats in the restaurant.
Okay, so let me just add this one thing as we close, that programming is not interesting at all. That's just the truth. If you think it's interesting, it's far from it. I've been doing it for, let me see, I learned about programming close to maybe 15 years or 20 years ago that I learned about it. I think I was reading a book, maybe by Pastor Matthew Ashimolowo or so. I think maybe in that, he has one message, I think 10 M's of money or something like that. I think that's where I first learned about planning and programming. And I tell you, I've been in it for almost 20 years now, and it has never been interesting. That's true. But if you want the results, then you will try as much as possible to do it. The easiest way to do it is this night, as we are leaving this meeting, sit down, take a book, write out what you're going to do tomorrow, beginning from this night. If you normally pray at night, put it there. I will pray between, what's the time now? Between 10 and 10:15, or 10 to 11, or 10 to 12, or 12 to 1. Put it down. Tomorrow morning, when you're going to wake up, when you're going to pray, what you're going to do. And just try it, and you see how effective your day will be. You feel so fulfilled, as if you are fulfilling destiny for the first time, if you have not been doing it before. Just try it, and let's send in our testimonies on the platform. Praise God. It's been a wonderful day, and hallelujah. It's been a wonderful day, and we have to close. Yes, thank you so much, Ma. So that you can be encouraged to join early next week. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you because of the word we have received today. Thank you because you have sent us a word of truth and life. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that the word we have received today will not just be received, but it will find expression in every area of our lives. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, and please, when you listen online, click on the like button, share it, and invite other people, and we'll all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week, and keep having good success. Bye.
TheGoodSuccess.com